And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, but whom saith ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hello, friends, and welcome once again to another edition of the Answer the Call broadcast. Thank you so much for inviting us into your home this evening. Up to this particular point, if you were tuned in to the previous broadcast, we decided to tackle the subject unshakable things. And on that particular broadcast, we looked at two of six different unshakable things. The first one we discussed was how the throne of God is an unshakable thing. Praise the Lord that God's throne cannot nor will not ever be moved. Secondly, we discovered that the Word of God is also an unshakable thing. We discovered how that there is nothing that anyone could do to blacklist or to outrule the Word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word will never pass away. And tonight, we want to look at the Church of God, how it too is an unshakable thing. You know, the Lord did not say, upon this rock I will build my temple. Nor did he say, upon this rock I will build my synagogue. Nor did he say, upon this rock I will build my tabernacle. No, friend, the Lord said, upon this rock, no doubt pointing to himself, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Listen, my friend, the church, the called out body of Christ, is something to which God expects to be unshakable. Every local church worthy of the name church has a sure foundation that is steadfast and sure. Christian Science is not a church. Neither is the Unitarian Gatherers a church. Neither is the Islamic Gathering a church. Nor are those considered to be brick and mortar that classify themselves as churches that are liberal in their theology. Those churches that deny or claim to be churches that deny the deity of Christ, the virgin birth, the second coming of Jesus Christ, the millennial reign, friend, those are not churches. Those are nothing more than simply clubs in which people gather together. Listen. There are churches today, and these churches that are standing for the Word of God are classified as God's churches. We have groups of people whose intent is to eradicate the Word of God, whose intent is to destroy the local New Testament church. But friend, listen, the true church is not a building. It's not an organization. It's not even a denomination. The true church is an institution that cannot easily be shaken. It is an organism. It lives and breathes throughout the wherewithal of society. Its founder and its cornerstone is Jesus Christ. And it is empowered by the Holy Ghost of God, the Holy Spirit. It, again, is a living organism. It derives its life from the Holy Spirit and is an indestructible being of itself. That is the church. Now, listen, there are those who have tried to eliminate the church. It's true, but they have all failed. Thank God for the church, his body, his bride, his instrument to bring salvation, healing, and reconciliation to a needy world. It's been here for over 2,000 years, and friend, it is here to stay. Its power cannot be shaken. Its promises cannot be shaken, and its prophecies cannot be shaken. Yes, friend, the church of God is an unshakable thing. But number four, the love of God, too, is an unshakable thing as well. Turn in your Bible to Romans chapter number 8. And in Romans chapter number 8, note with me, if you will, verse number 35. The Bible says these words. Oh, what powerful words they are. The Bible says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, they are, or for thy sakes, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angel, nor principality, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us, you and I, friend, from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. What a wonderful thing it is to know that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Yes, friend, is an awesome God. I heard the story of a lady in Spain who made the news because of a unique test that she tried on her husband. She arranged it so that she would have a fake kidnapping, and she decided to put it in the newspaper. After a while, when they realized that her article in the paper was a hoax, her husband asked her the question, honey, why did you put in the newspaper that you were kidnapped? And her response was this. She said, honey, I just wanted to know if you really loved me. Friend, can I say this to you? God loves you more than you could imagine. He loved you so much that he went all the way to Calvary. There's a song that we often sing. It's called He Loved Me. Why did he go to Calvary? Why was his life's blood shed for me? Why did he suffer like no man has ever done? There's just one reason. I am the one. Yes, friend, our God's love is available. Our God's love is accessible. Our God's love is awesome. But friend, more than that, our God's love is shed abroad to all who would be willing to put their trust and their faith in him. The love of God is an unshakable thing. The word of God is an unshakable thing. The throne of God is an unshakable thing. And then, friend, let me give you the last and final one. The child of God should be and must be an unshakable thing. The Bible tells us over in 1 John chapter 2, verse 17, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. What an amazing truth. What words of encouragement. Listen, friend, as long as you are active in the will of God for your life, you will be unshakable. Often we are asked for a person's signature, even our own signature. And when people ask us the question, they say, why don't you put your John Hancock right there? This, of course, is a reminder of how our 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence would sign their names to that important document concerning our nation's history. But when you read that document, you'll find out that the very first signature on that very important document is the signature of Mr. John Hancock. Somebody asked him, well, why did you write so big on that important document? His response was this. He wanted to make sure that the King of England could read his signature without wearing glasses. Oh, friend, can I say this to you, neighbor? Here was a man who was committed and dedicated to his country. Here was a man who had determination and grit. But friend, can I ask you the question? Do you have that same determination and grit for the Lord Jesus Christ? Of course, it was Jephthah, the judge over the nation of Israel, who said over there in Judges chapter 11, verse 35, "For I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back." Oh, friend, how we need some Jephthahs in our day. How we need some men and some women that would be willing to take a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. Men and women who have unshakable character about themselves. Men and women who are willing to put their life on the line for the Lord Jesus Christ, instead of putting their life on the line for their income, or for their social gatherings, or for their picnics, or for their parties, or for their vacations. Now listen, friend, I am for vacations, and I am for picnics, and I am for social gatherings. But friend, that pales in comparison to my stand for Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus is looking for some men and women with some backbone, with some grit, with some determination. Men and women that are able to take the gospel to the Lord Jesus Christ into the next generation so that our children and our grandchildren will be able to say, "Hey, my mother, my father, my grandparents fought for the cause of Christ, and surely I will do the same." What about you, my friend? When you put your faith, your trust in the unshakable God, He will give you an unshakable life. What about it, friend? Will you respond to the gospel message tonight? Will you be willing to trust Jesus as your King, as your Lord, as your Savior? Listen, friend, would you be willing to answer the call?